when you talk about what spirit shows you, how does that come to you? What does that look and feel like?
What does that mean? Spirit shows me. Okay, well, as I said before, I got by so much of my life with intuition, mm-hmm. and I think that intuition is the way that spirit guides everybody. Mm. And so I think that you could say that intuition is the voice of your soul, or it's the way, it's the guidance system in between the soul and the personality. And people have different kinds of intuition, different amounts of intuition, different receptivity to it, but it's an important part of our system. Mm-hmm. So when I say spirit showed me, it's because I woke up and there was a song playing in my head that had some significant words into it, or I had a dream and I saw a picture of that helped me understand something, or I had a gut feeling that made me feel excited or enthused, or I got a rush of chills from the top of my head down my body, like those, you know, goosebumps you get when you hear something truthful. So there's different ways that intuition operates, but because I think I relied on it so singly in a way for many years, I've learned a lot of things from spirit.
And so as you're thinking, as a person wants to self-forgive, they're sort of bringing whatever transgression, whatever failing, whatever mistake, they're bringing it to their own inner guidance and just kind of coming clean and then listening to hear a new perspective on it, mm-hmm. a new way of seeing things.
Yes, and opening up to receiving some healing energy.
Yeah.
It's subtle, but it's kind of like you just start breathing deeper. Mm. You start feeling your mind quiet down. You start feeling your face turn towards the sun, mm-hmm. your heart opening, and like, okay, yeah, thanks. I feel you there. So, yeah, so it's an important conversation. Self-forgiveness is a conversation between the disappointed personal self and the luminous higher self, which is not disappointed in us, but which can help us with our mastery challenges.
And this is, as you said, everybody has to come to this in some way.
Well, everybody who is consciously on a journey, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that aren't, mm-hmm. and you don't have to. Mm-hmm. But if you are awake spiritually and moving forward and in the business of cleaning house with your old stories about yourself and about life, then forgiveness is an absolutely essential tool in your toolkit.